Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Time for our Christmas watchlist TV and movie special. So get your pen and papers or your spreadsheet or whatever ready. And I'm joined today by RTE Guide movies editor Michael Doherty and arts journalist Sarah Hederman. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Cheers, Brendan.
Will we start with some movies on TV over Christmas? So, Michael, you've picked two Irish ones that if people haven't seen, they're in for a treat, and a lot of people will probably watch them again. The Banshees of Inisherin is on RT1 on December 27th, and on Colleen Kuhn's on TG Cara tomorrow evening.
Yeah, two superb films. I mean, we've actually spoken here with you before about it, the improvement, like Irish language movies have just gone through the roof in recent years. We're just seeing the quality of the acting and the writing, and it is epitomising on Colleen Kuhn. Wonderful, wonderful movie. People know it's based on Claire Keegan's novella Foster, you know, superb story about this young girl who is in a family, sort of a family that don't really care for her, don't have time to be with her, and she goes off to her relations, in inverted commas, if you like, for the summer, and she finds love there, and they're childless, and they find a bond with her, and it's just a glorious piece of directing, acting, cinematography, and it has the best use of a Kimberley biscuit in motion pictures history as well, which is really worth watching out for.
Yeah, and the Banshees then.
The Banshees is terrific, McDonagh, and it's wonderful. People will remember this because it was a big hullabaloo at the time. It was up for all the awards. It was the two brothers on the islands, the eponymous islands, while the civil war was raging on the mainland, if you like, they were having their own civil war. These two guys, played by Brendan Gleeson and Conal Farrell, had been great mates, and suddenly one decides to not speak to the other just because he finds him dull. And that's the premise, which sounds odd for a movie, but because it's all about people and humanity, and it's superb supporting cast. I mean, Barry Keoghan and Kerry Condon both won BAFTAs. All the rest of them were up for all sorts of awards, and even Golden Globes and Oscars. And it's a lovely, lovely movie, beautifully shot. And a lot of people might have missed the first time around, so this is the perfect time over Christmas to sit down and just put the feet up.
You'd nearly watch it again, wouldn't you, Sarah?
Yeah, it's been a while since I watched it, but I do remember watching it maybe two Christmases ago with my mum. We watched it, I think, on Disney Plus, and you kind of miss things that you didn't catch up on the cinema. So yeah, it's definitely one to rewatch. Very fun.
Yeah, so the Banshees of Inisherin, RT1, December 27th, 9:40 p.m. Okay, and then Colleen Kuhn, TG Carr, tomorrow evening, 9:45 p.m. And Michael, just quickly, one more with big Irish interest. Oppenheimer's on BBC Two tonight at 9. It's also going to be on RT1 on Stephen's Day.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the most festive, the story of the atom bomb and the bomb that was dropped, but it's actually it's a wonderful drama. And people remember it's the sixth movie that our man Cillian Murphy has worked with Christopher Nolan, but this was his first lead, and it's basically him playing. And he was born to play him because Oppenheimer was, you know, chiseled, slim, gaunt, blue-eyed guy, you know, very intense. And Cillian plays him to a T. Won his first Oscar, which is tremendous. I'm saying first because I hope there's a second. And it's his life as this sort of scientist who's taken on this, you know, amazing mission, World War II secret mission. But also it follows up post-war, because Oppenheimer had sort of very, very left leanings. Suddenly in the Cold War, he went from being a hero during the war, but immediately after the war, it was like, hang on a second, this guy's, where's his bread buttered?
It's got that big epic sprawl, actually, over time. It really a great has, Christmas film, doesn't it?
But Cillian is the king here.
Okay, Zara, another one that people might want to watch again now, because we've been talking about it and talking about the director Rob Reiner the last week and that terrible tragedy in his family. When Harry Met Sally's on BBC One on Christmas Day.
Yeah, and I was actually re-watching it during the week after the news broke. And I don't know, it just takes on a whole new meaning, just the kind of the heart of the film and just the excellent kind of direction that he gave to like Meg Ryan and to Billy Crystal. But then also seeing his mom in the famous Cat's Deli scene where she delivers the I'll have what she's having. And, you know,
this is after the orgasm.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you for saying that, Brendan. Yeah. So it saved me from it. But also just people kind of see that as the quintessential autumn movie, but it's actually, for me, a great Christmas one because it has a New Year's Eve scene at the end, and who doesn't love a little rewatch of
Yeah, and Full of Heart as well. Yeah. I definitely watch that again. So that's on BBC One Christmas Day at 11:35 p.m. Michael, Barbie is a big movie on RT1 Christmas night at 9:40, and kind of perfect for all the generations in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people again would have seen it, but again, just to see it on Christmas night with the family around. Greta Gerwig, terrific writer. director. And I mean, Margot Robbie is the main Barbie, but it's surrounded by Barbies, from Dua Lipa to Nicola Coughlin. But I suppose in some ways it's Ryan Gosling as Ken who sort of steals the show for me. I think he's terrific in that role. And
how very male of you to say so, yeah.
Well, every Barbie needs to.
I'd have the man with the good thing about that.
Ken is sort of match. I don't know if he's considered the greatest male character. He's very much in touch with all of his family.
Okay, that's Barbie, sides. RT1, Christmas night, 9:40.
Taking a hole here.
Sarah, Dr. Zhivago on Stephen's Day, RT1. Now, it's at 9:05 in the morning, but people can tape it. It's also tomorrow on BBC Two at 2:55 PM. I've never watched it. Is it good?
I've actually never watched it. This is a selfish one on my own behalf because I actually got really into David Lean this year. There was a great David Lean season in the IFI. So I saw like A Passage to India, The Bridge on River Kwai. So some of his other historical epics. Mm-hmm. So this one is 3 hours long. So yeah, 9 o'clock on Stephen's morning is kind of perfect before the family arrives for the sandwiches. So we have Omar Sharif and Julie Christie playing the Yuri Zhivago and Lara Antipova, who are struggling to maintain their love in the backdrop of World War One in Russia and the Civil War. So I'm very excited for this because when it came out, it was nominated for 10 Academy Awards. Not surprising because people do always talk about how great it is. So okay. I will definitely be, I'll be there 9 a.m. on the couch.
So you could do it at 9. And the thing is, you can be eating crisps at 9 on Stephen's Day.
Or pudding, which is food.
Guilt-free.
Yeah, okay. Michael, Double Indemnity on BBC Two on December 27th. This is at 10:05 in the morning as well. Worth getting up for setting.
Absolutely, I'm picking this out because this is one of the great film noir, Billy Wilder.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh, it's hardly ever on. That's why I chose this. Hardly ever on. It's fantastic. Barbara Stanwyck is a femme fatale. I mean, if I chose a bloke to say he was the best thing, she's the best thing in this movie.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well done.
She's tremendous. Yeah. And she weaves. She's married to what she considers a dull husband, so she wants out. So she wants a patsy to sort of kill her husband and make off with him. So enter nerdy insurance salesman Fred McMurray, and she just has him around her little finger, and it's tremendous watching. And it's zippy dialogue. It's Raymond Chandler co-wrote the screenplay. It's beautifully shot. Edward G. Robinson plays the insurance guy who's on their trail, who knows what's going on. He susses out this whole scene.
Okay, so this is all the classic film noir tropes.
It's everything in one.
It's absolutely one of the great,
that's why I picked out. It's never on. So
it's going to the blue.
Double Indemnity, BBC Two, the 27th, day after Stephen's Day, and it's 10:05 in the morning. Yep. So if you want to set your box for that. Zara, you're recommending Indecent Proposal is on Christmas Eve on BBC Two. Has this aged okay?
I don't think so. Believe so. No, but I picked it because it's Robert Redford, and of course we tragically lost him this year. But I do think it's a great Christmas Eve film to watch with a sherry and potentially like your mom and dad. Like, I think it has that because it's a 90s erotic drama. Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore. Like, we just don't get films like that anymore. Yeah. They're a couple who are looking to raise $50,000. So of course they go to Vegas. They meet Robert Redford, and of course he delivers the Indecent Proposal. It's just one of those kind of fun ones that I think as well, it was one of the 100 most enjoyably worst films ever made.
Okay.
So that screams a great little Christmas Eve movie.
Okay, Indecent Proposal, BBC Two, Christmas Eve at 10:30 PM. Okay, a few Christmas specials. Michael, there's an Amanda Land Christmas special on BBC One on Christmas Day at 9:15 in the evening.
Exactly, a spin-off from Motherland, Sharon Horgan's great series. And it's like I say, it's a one-off special. There was one series of this with the Lucy Punch character, Amanda. But what's really the selling point for this is that, like, her mother was played by Joanna Lumley, but she goes off to spend Christmas with her aunt, who was Jennifer Saunders.
Okay.
So, say no more. So basically it's Amanda Land, but it's App Fab Land as well. So it's very exciting.
Okay. And we have another kind of similar hybrid, Zara, on Christmas Day on Channel 4 at 8 PM.
Yep.
The Great British Bake Off has a Peeps Show special.
Yeah, to celebrate a decade of the show finishing, which I actually found shocking that it had been that long. So all of the cast, bar Robert Webb, are going to be baking. So we've got Olivia Colman, Matt King, Super Hands, of course, Sophia Winkleman, Big Suze is going to be there, David Mitchell. And what I love is the challenges that they have. So they have to make a hangable festive biscuit decoration. They have to create a Christmas turkey pie. And then for their specialised one, they have to make a cake that signifies one of their favourite memories from the show. So only tragedy I can imagine will happen in that.
The Great British Bake Off, Peep Show special, that's on Channel 4 on Christmas Day at 8 PM. And actually, if people want, you know, sometimes people like a TV project to watch on their own when you get time on your own to watch. To go back and watch Peep Show, like, what
it's brilliant.
It's a terrific show. Yeah, I think it's all there on the channel4.com, isn't it? Yeah. Michael, Christmas in Kilmainham on RT1 on Christmas Eve sounds lovely.
Yeah, Marty Whelan with the carols and, but he has tremendous guests as well. Imelda May, who's always good, but I particularly chose this because I went to see a Palestinian choir recently in Dunleary called the Daughters of Jerusalem. Mm. And on the day that they came over, they actually filmed this with Marty and Kilmainham. So I think that's, watch out for that amazing choir. But it is really festive. It's carols. It's, you know, you can just imagine what's going to be like in the Royal Hospital. It's going to be festooned with everything Christmassy and, you know, your songs, carols and Marty. What more could you want of a Christmas?
The most genial man in Ireland. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Zara, on a completely different note entirely, another thing that happened this year, which I forgot was this year, is David Lynch, the great director, died. So his iconic film Blue Velvet is on BBC Two. Now, this is on Stephen's Night at 12:55 a.m.
Yeah.
So
5 to 1 in the morning.
So it's technically the day after Stephen's Day, but people will get it, yeah.
So also, I think the time of night is perfect to watch this. So the family have gone home, and if you can get a moment on your own in the living room, turn off all the lights and watch this. So this will be a lot of people's introduction to David Lynch. I think it was the first one I saw for sure. And it features Kyle MacLachlan as a very curious Jeffrey Beaumont who goes on a murder mystery after he finds a severed ear in a field after he's visiting his dad. And it just has, you know, some of the David Lynch kind of classics of Laura Dern is in there, Dean Stockwell with one of the most incredible performances in there, and also Dennis Hopper, who is genuinely terrifying, and that performance sticks with me and sends chills down my spine at random moments. It's
absolutely
extraordinary. So if you've never seen one of his films, this is a great introduction to his work.
Yeah, Mulholland Drive, another great
amazing
work.
Yeah.
So listen, that is not for children, and also there's a texter warning that we should warn people about the fingers and the child abuse in The Banshees of Inisherin. I really think people would find it not an easy watch, not at all comparable to Colleen Kuhn, okay? So consider that warning issued. I have one more break to take, but we'll be back in a minute with more Christmas TV recommendations and film recommendations from Michael Doherty and Zara Hederman. Welcome back. Michael Doherty and Zara Hederman are still here giving us the definitive Christmas TV and movies guide. Update on bringing Christmas pudding into Australia. Not the slightest problem bringing pudding into Oz, says Marion. I've done it for years. Just declare it. Last time they opened to check it and the blast of alcohol almost knocked them out. My mother's preferred alcohol and secret ingredient for the pudding was poutine. Okay, thanks for that, Marion. Anyone else has any thoughts on that? You know what? I think we've covered it now. Okay. Michael, Sky Atlantic have a big mini-series, Amadeus, running over 5 nights. It's starting tonight and it runs up to Christmas Day at 9 p.m. each night. This sounds like a great kind of Christmas event.
Yeah, proper meaty drama. Yeah. Some people will know the play, the wonderful Peter Schaefer play, but a lot of people will know the movie. Superb movie, Amadeus, Oscar-winning movie, F. Murray Abraham, if you remember, Salieri. So basically it's a story of the court composer in Vienna at the time and this young upstart, you know, this boy genius called Mozart comes along, and according to the story, now people have contested it in real life, but they said that, you know, Salieri was so jealous of Mozart, of this great genius, that, you know, he really hated him and set out to sort of destroy him. And that's the story that we see both in the play and in the movie and in this 5-part series. Will Sharpe plays the young Mozart, and Paul Bettany plays his sort of rival Salieri. And that's basically what it is. It's two guys who have, one guy who spent all his life trying to be the top composer, and along comes this 12-year-old boy, and immediately Salieri can see that this guy is much better. He's a much better composer. He's a much better musician. He has everything going for him that I haven't got, and he's going to ruin me. So he sets out to sort of monopolize him from day one.
Okay, and the previews and reviews of this are excellent.
Excellent, yeah. I mean, all the money's up there on the screen.
Okay, Amadeus, that's running over 5 nights, starting tonight at 9 p.m. on Sky Atlantic and runs up to Christmas Day. Zara, tell me about Rosha August Frank on TG Cahir on Saturday, December 27th.
Yeah, so I remember a couple of years ago talking about this with you when it was in the cinema. So it's an Irish language film, and basically Rosha is played by Breenyn Yocton, who has lost her husband, and she's gotten into a bit of a routine where she's very isolated. She's still listening to her voice message to hear her husband's voice, and she's not really engaging with the local community so much. And then enter one day the most gorgeous little wire-haired dog called Frank, and he keeps coming to her gate and to her back door. And she takes no notice of him initially, but then she realises that he actually has some traits of her husband, and he, the dog, brings her to like certain spots that her and her husband used to go to. So she believes that Frank the dog is her husband reincarnated. And then Frank becomes a little pal to a young boy in the town who wants to be good at hurling, but he's not great and he's bullied. So the dog brings out a bit of confidence in him.
Okay. And I remember... This works against all odds, does it?
It does. Like, yeah, I was really? In ribbons.
Really? When
it, yeah. Yeah. Like, on Colleen Kuhn ended me in one level and Roche and Frank destroyed me.
Because this could be terrible. Like I say, it looks like it shouldn't work.
Yeah.
And you're going, on paper, but it works wonderfully.
It's a gorgeous film. It's a really great film.
Roche and Frank, that's on TG Cahir on Saturday, December 27th at 8:30. Michael, also on TG Cahir, you're recommending Gene Kelly, Railt and Rinka on TG Cahir on Christmas evening at after 10:05.
It's something that TG Cahir have done actually over the last couple of years.
They did Grace Kelly last year.
They did Grace Kelly and they did Moira Hara the year before. They've just taken these sort of Hollywood icons. But I think it's great to see Kelly because, the world is often divided into those who love Gene Kelly and those who love Fred Astaire. I'm in the Gene Kelly corner. And he's a tremendous dancer, but he's a real male dancer and he was a real working class, as he said himself. He said, I'm a working class dancer. Fred is an upper class dancer.
Okay,
that's the way they divided themselves. But so it's looking at how Eugene Curran Kelly and his Irish background and how he brought all of that, all the dancing and also the charm and the blarney and made himself a star. But he wasn't just a great dancer, like he was a great director. Like he directed or co-directed Singing in the Rain.
Okay.
He directed On the Town, co-directed with Stanley Donen. He was an amazing choreographer. I know Astaire did great things as well, like dancing with unusual props and whatever. But for Kelly, when Kelly did the famous Dancing on roller skates, people assumed they were some sort of designed, engineered onto his dancing shoes. He went down to the shop and bought a pair of roller skates and did an entire in a movie called It's Always Fair Weather. He's a remarkable, remarkable genius.
Yeah, and that Grace Kelly one last year was great.
Yeah, so Gene Kelly, this should be good,
Railed on Christmas Day. And that's TG Cahir, Christmas Day, 10:05 in the evening. Zara, you wanted to mention Unforgiven on BBC Two on December 27th at 9. Yeah. People do like a good old epic Western at Christmas as well.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Christmas without a Western. And this is Clint Eastwood's one from 1992. So I had a big Clint Eastwood year as well. I was getting into his films and really watching Westerns for the first time. So I loved watching this one and how it's like a revisionist Western where Clint Eastwood is breaking down the kind of the tropes and the stereotypes of the cowboy, and we see that
that was
the
first one of those kind of postmodern Westerns.
Absolutely, and he really kind of created the cinematic language for it, and his performance in it is remarkable. Like, he's just so good in everything he does. And then you have the surrounding cast of Morgan Freeman, Gene Hackman, Richard Harris, and also Francis Fisher, and it's just a great story as well.
There's another great one to set the tape for or watch Unforgiven, BBC Two, December 27th at 9. Michael, let's finish with TV at the TV with something very Christmassy. The Scarecrow's Wedding on BBC One on Christmas Day at 3:10 from the people who brought us The Gruffalo.
Yeah, for years it was always BBC used to always adapt Raoul Dahl stuff. Now it's Julia Donaldson. So for the last few years you've had The Gruffalo, Room on the Broom, the Smeds and Smooths, and now you have The Scarecrow's Wedding. And it's just lovely, simple tale about two scarecrows who want to get married, and then there's the obstacles that are put in their way. But from an Irish point of view, it's terrific because the scarecrows in question are played by Donald Gleeson and Jesse Buckley. So it's super voice talent, charming tale, and perfect for Christmas Day.
Okay, The Scarecrow's Wedding, BBC One, Christmas Day, 3:10. Okay, then for people who want to get out of the house after Christmas, there's a few good cinema releases. Zara, I know that you've only been sitting here waiting to talk about Saipan opens in cinemas on December 26th. I didn't realise it was only coming out now because it's been so much.
Yeah, and it's a great depiction of the story. Of course, everyone listening will know what happened in 2002 when the Republic of Ireland team went to Saipan to take part in the World Cup. There was loggerheads Roy Keane and Mick McCarthy, and Roy Keane unfortunately had to leave the camp because the conditions that the team were met with were just really dire and very unacceptable. And that film
I can see what side you're on. Yeah.
Well, as a Cork man,
it's so challenging to tell that story, I'd say, given that we all are so invested in it and know it so well.
Absolutely. And the filmmakers Glenn Leyburn and Lisa Barris de Sade do a really good job of mixing like the fictionalised events with Aina Hardwick as Roy Keane and Steve Coogan as Mick McCarthy, but they also interlace like archival footage. So there's like footage of like the news, the radio clips. So it works really well, especially like the clips of the like people on the streets giving their reaction, which is very funny as well. Well, heartbreaking Excellent. To relive.
You loved it, did you?
Loved it. And Aina Hardwick in particular is phenomenal in it.
Like, well, this is why you're saying good. About how strange it is that it works. I couldn't believe, because I was there at the time, like you were. I thought this is not going to work because we know the story.
That's kind of my
And also by introducing, as Zara said, by introducing all those documentary, like half of Archie's sport are there in their younger days. I thought this is not going to work as a movie, but it works so well, and that's what's remarkable. And I think a lot of it is down to Paul Fraser, the screenwriter.
Yeah.
He's the guy who worked with Shane Meadows. He put it all together so that it has become a story and not just some sort of a drama documentary.
Okay, excellent. So that's Saipan opening in cinemas on December 26th. As Zara is Marty Supreme. And like people are really raving about this. This is Timothy Chalamet as a table tennis star.
Yeah, and it's excellent. So this is Benny Safdie and his first solo directorial effort after breaking up with his brother Benny, who also gave us The Smashing Machine this year. So interesting, they both chose sports biopics for their first ventures. So Timothy Chalamet is Marty Mouser, who's based loosely on a real life person called Marty Reisman, who was a table tennis player in the 50s. And essentially, he's unrelentingly toxic in his ambitions.
Is this a comedy?
It has funny moments to relieve some of the tension.
Right,
I watched a lot of it through my hands in the cinema. Excellent, looks great, the acting is brilliant, the soundtrack is amazing. It's a real buzz, like it's a real cinematic experience, and I really hope he gets another Oscar nomination.
All right, Marty Supreme, and that's in cinemas from Christmas, from December 26th, sorry. Okay, thank you very much for that. Michael Doherty and Zara Hederman, happy Christmas to both of you. That's it from us for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.